I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane also at 70th. And Pioneers, and what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton? Bill?
Kind of an interesting day for him. It's Mobilize Monday. It's Mobilize Monday, taking it to the street. He converted a UPS truck into a mobile bank.
Nice.
And so he'll be going town to town. He'll be in Verdigre, Niobrara, all throughout Knox County. He'll stop in Crofton. Yes. He'll stop in Hardington. So he's doing mobile. So he's now just taking the bank to you.
God.
So sometimes instead of coming over like that, they're just going to show up. Also, he's in the back, it's a food truck. Yeah, they'll be serving tater tot casserole and dad's root beer. And so you got
lots of tater tot casserole.
Yeah, tater tots casserole they're serving out of there. Yeah, $4.99 and a dad's root beer for 99 cents. So they get a chance
pretty
to do
fair
that.
Price,
and then also they also have a nurse with them. So if you want to give blood, you can also do that.
Geez.
So it's three things going on at once on Mobilize Monday. So you can
bank food
like that. You get a food truck, tater tot casserole, and dad's root beer. And then if you'd like to give blood. They'll do that all.
If the tater tot casserole doesn't set well with you, there's a nurse.
There's a nurse there also.
Yes.
Tater tot casserole.
Whoa!
Jake, you ever had tater tot
casserole? Absolutely, yes. It's a big staple of our childhood.
This is Shindy on the cutting edge.
Driving around Knox County.
Well, yeah, nobody's ever taken banking to you.
No, he's got a portable vault in there. He's got cash in there. It's secure. They have a security guy.
Why has this
right
never happened?
Yeah, well, he thought of it. How nice would it be? Imagine what's going on today. Oh, the bank's coming around. What if all of a sudden you're sitting outside of having the ice cream truck wheel through your neighborhood? Who was it? It's Pinnacle Bank. Nice to see him stop by. Just stop the guy, wave him down, do your banking right there.
I got to put this check in the bank today. I wouldn't have to do it.
No, because
he's coming by.
He just stopped by.
For Shindy.
He stopped by your house.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Just cash
flag him down.
He's right here.
Come on over,
mobile
Shindy.
Banking.
Mobile banking's never happened?
Never happened. Brand new.
That's the way this
is. He's got an ATM in there also.
That's the way this hit me.
Take money
never
out of the
happened.
Run.
Yeah. The tater tot casserole is fine. The food truck, that's all good. But nobody's ever done mobile banking.
Never done it. No.
The bank comes to
taking
you.
Taking it to the street.
Think about it. It's genius.
Imagine all of a sudden you're thinking about getting a car loan while you're mowing. And all of a sudden you hear a bell ringing. And all of a sudden, who is that? That ice cream? No, it's not. It's Midwest Bank.
Shindy pops out with a suit
on. With a suit on. It pops out. And all
freak
of a sudden
out a little
you're
bit.
Doing your paperwork for getting a new car.
It's not the feds. No. It's just Shindy.
Should be. No, it's Shindy. Imagine all of a sudden like that. Honey, there's a guy out doing banking. He's out talking to our son. He wants to do some banking.
He's got a suit on.
A bunch of paperwork.
Is this a problem? No, it's Shindy. It's doing banking.
Should be an incredible day up northeast Nebraska with Shindy on the on the run with
who's
the
mobile
bank. Who
makes the tater tot casserole?
Yeah, what's that? Tam made it, Tamara. She was all night last night of making tater tot casserole.
That's a lot. Probably a lot.
Dad's root beer.
It'll be
several batches of that.
Ever had the dad's root beer?
I have.
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of got the bluish label on it. And
wait a second. The bluish label?
It's kind of a bluish label. It says dad's on it. And it's just
right? Yes.
I'm thinking something else.
It's like red and blue label.
Okay.
I know it is. It's a red and blue label. Missing Tooth Greg, send a photo in of dad's root beer, please.
You're off.
Please
do, Missing Tooth.
Yes.
I'm surprised he hasn't yet.
464-5685. Call or text as always. During the pregame show Saturday, me and Sip had eyes on Cincinnati, Iowa State.
Oh, God, yes.
Cincinnati was up big at halftime. They hold on to win 38-30. This is a game, again, we look back and saying we want that win to be impactful. Because obviously, you won by 3 points in that game.
Mm-hmm.
But Cincinnati has been very good ever since. Offense was quiet in the second half, but they were an absolute wagon in the first half against Iowa State, and they win 38-30. So they're ahead in the bracket. They're basically one out of the polls. They're 26 right now in the
Cincinnati?
Poll.
Cincinnati?
Yeah.
They're not in the poll.
They're the equivalent of 26th in the AP poll as of this morning.
Hmm. And Nebraska's the equivalent of 30, I think?
Yep, 30.
Well, that makes no sense. When you
not
have
really. Same record,
both
you beat
teams
them.
Have a loss, and you've beat them head-to-head. Now, I would say this. Most people would view that as like, okay, it really wasn't a neutral site, and it was a three-point game. So I get it. But it still, if it ends up that like next week they're 22nd and Nebraska's 25th after they beat Maryland, that would and they both win, that would be odd. That again, they'd be like, hold it now. Everybody here, let's chime in on this. There was a head-to-head, and that's not even coming about.
It's only because they have a ranked win in Nebraska. Doesn't. They beat Iowa State. That's
that is a
that's
pretty
why,
big deal.
That's why they're ahead in Nebraska, even though it's the same record and the loss.
I think you could look at the AP poll and find a lot of...
There'd be you can find a lot.
Yeah.
There was, remember the one, the lady from California, I think it was like that voted in, who was somebody lost. It was Auburn and went up like six spots.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of problems in the AP poll, but that's not a major one.
No, it's not. I'm just pointing out that.
How about Cincy?
That win has turned into a pretty solid win for Nebraska. And if you look at the Big 12, why can't Cincinnati make a run in the Big 12?
Yeah.
Iowa State was right now the favorite before yesterday to win the Big 12, and then they lose the game.
They look completely different. They being on offense, not on defense. On defense, they're still struggle. But on offense, they do look different, and the missing corners for Iowa
you called
State
that one.
Showed up.
Yeah.
They hit him on a big one late that got him to 38. It was on the corner. So that when you play with your two backup corners against a good team, it's interesting.
Didn't Cincy run it a lot too, though?
Yeah, Sorsby was not great through the air. Even he was 13-25 for 214, two touchdowns and a pick. It's about 50% completion rate.
And but, like 70 of it came on one play,
yes,
right?
One big play.
How'd they run it?
Yeah.
But they ran really well. Cincinnati ran 33 times for 264 yards and three touchdowns.
Yeah,
that's gashed Iowa State's defense.
That's a flex.
Yeah,
a flex.
I think it was a classic Iowa State, a little asleep at the wheel, a little banged up, try to get it going. They also, I got to see some of this game. This is 11 o'clock kick. But they also had times, I don't know what happened one time. One time they were down in the red zone, it was like a third and one, and it's like, I may have been fourth quarter, I think, maybe. And I come back in and Cincinnati had the ball. I don't know what transpired there, but they had chances to kind of get back in and to make a move on it and just never quite materialized. But Cincinnati, that turns into, however it plays out, even though Cincinnati's playing much better now than when Nebraska played them, it still counts as a huge win over a Power 4 team.
That was mid-fourth quarter, Bill. They're down by 9 at that point, and they had a fourth and one at Cincy's 16 and got stuffed.
Okay, there it was.
Rocco Beck got stuffed, and that's what happened. So, and since he scores a touchdown, they win the game.
Sometimes you know what it is okay to do, just so you know? It's okay to kick the field goal. It's okay to kick it and go down by... How much time was left?
Oh, there was plenty. Okay. So, they're down at that point by 9.
Fourth and one.
When they got stuffed on fourth down, there was 7:40 left in the game. That's a lot of time still.
Yeah, kick the field goal.
You go down by 6.
Just kick the field goal. And keep your team alive, and everybody feels great about it. Mm-hmm. You come off the deal. Hey, listen, we're one score down. We can move the ball. Let's do this thing. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. But good win. Hey, the win against Cincy looks a lot better for Nebraska.
Absolutely. Absolutely it does.
What a story in Cincy.
It is.
Uh-oh.
Is that a story at the Casey's out there?
I don't know.
I mean, the talk at Casey's will be much.
There's devastation in Lincoln today.
Right,
oh, come on.
Steve won't say it out loud. There's nobody he did a cartwheel when Iowa State got beat. They're close to it. Admit it. You were close. I don't want to hear this. I didn't even know they lost. Oh, yeah, you did.
They lost to Cincy.
You did.
I'll beat them.
Yeah.
And Vandy lost, I think.
Vandy did lose.
And Diego, he didn't have two turnovers in the red zone, did he?
Oh.
Did he have two turnovers in the red zone?
Did he? I don't know.
I don't know about that either.
The score of that game, 30-14.
He couldn't have had two turnovers. He couldn't have two turnovers in the red zone.
Like midway in
the fourth. He couldn't have two turnovers in the red zone because he's the world's best quarterback. There's no way.
Let's see. And how about in the fourth quarter alone?
What was the score? It was a close game, right? In the fourth?
He's got the grin on.
He's so happy.
Did he have two turnovers in the red zone?
He's so happy.
Here's the situation. Alabama is up 20-14 starting the fourth quarter. Vanderbilt's driving. As Sip smirking, right? He's smiling.
I didn't know anything about
this. And
then
what happened? On first and 10 at the Alabama 17, Pavia throws a pick
to the in the red zone, and it gets returned, you know, 12 yards. So Bama goes against the field goal, 23-14. Then another pick. Pavia gets down to
the... Who was the quarterback for Vandy?
Diego Pavia.
He fumbled it too, by the way. Fumbled away one inside the 10.
He did. He fumbled away one. He did. He took a scramble, and I saw that one.
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
It's early enough to see.
And they roll Tide.
Failed in the, pick in the end, pick on fourth down also.
So where's Tide ranked now? Where is the Tide ranked?
Top 10, about 8th or 9th. But they have a, and again, another game, buffoonery. They go to Missouri.
Bama's eighth, number eight right now in the AP.
They go to Missouri,
and it's not a night game. Huh. That should be imagine Columbia, imagine Como at night with Alabama coming in with a good team. I love saying that.
What are the night games?
Oh, it's 11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Bama, number eight, number eight, Bama at number 14, Missouri.
That'll be hard.
5-0 Missouri. That's 11 a.m. on ABC this Saturday.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's a big game for Bama.
Can you imagine if Prabula plays really well and beats Bama? There will be a meltdown in State College. It's going to be like, well, we let the wrong quarterback get out of here. Let the wrong quarterback go. Oh, man. Even though Aller didn't really play that bad, I don't think, in the game. I don't think he was in that loss.
He wasn't the problem.
I don't think he was the – you know what that game was? It was identical to Alabama losing to Vanderbilt last year because it was 40 minutes for one team and 20 for the other. So Penn State, what they ended up with, 37?
37.
They did that in 20 minutes. They had the ball for 20 minutes and scored 37 points in 20 minutes. But because, I mean, we talked about this. UCLA defense is horrific.
Yeah, it has been.
It was again.
But the first half was 27-7. They had a good first half.
They hung in there,
The second half was bad. But they still won.
Wow, what a day.
Yes.
What a day.
No, the 11 o'clock games next year, if you go to the schedule, Jake, there's like three at 11 o'clock that are really good. The night games aren't horrible. But one of the night games is Georgia-Auburn. That doesn't really get me too fired up.
Why?
Not compared to some of these other games.
Now, it might me neither. Auburn's on the out.
The 11 o'clock games are really good. Go through them,
Jake. Ohio State at Illinois is 11.
Okay. 11. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would that not be a night game?
That's big.
It'd be a great one to have at night.
Yeah, it would be.
Bama-Missouri is 11 a.m. Pitt at Florida State is 11 a.m.
That's trouble for Florida State.
That's the main ones. To
have three games that shouldn't be at 11 a.m.
Who's the night games?
If you go way down there, Jake, I know it's Georgia and Auburn.
Okay, that's one. Is there?
You got South Carolina at LSU is at 6:45. Arizona State at Utah is at 9:15.
Okay,
Big 12 battle. BYU at Arizona. It's not big. Michigan USC is at 6:30 on NBC.
Okay. Now you're talking.
Now get on board.
Now you're talking,
Steve. What will it look like?
Better times.
Michigan better at times. USC in the Coliseum.
Oh, my God.
In the Coliseum.
Pretty big game, too, now.
Pick your winner right now. Pick it.
Michigan by a hair. Sliver.
I think USC is going to win it.
Do you?
But I don't know if they can. USC defense is just, I don't know. But I think it's going to be a 34-31 game.
Something like that. Might be too close to call.
Yeah, it might be.
Florida at A&M, also 6 p.m. on ESPN.
Florida at A&M.
A&M.
It's not a great name.
A&M hosting 2-3 Florida, just a 7.5-point favorite. Number 5, Texas A&M.
Michigan USC is a good one.
Yeah.
Michigan USC. I should have a good handle on the game. I've seen Michigan. I've seen USC. Yeah. USC on TV, Michigan Live.
Still, we talk about a painted picture, which is great for Nebraska. Playing well. And now you're going to Maryland. Like, easy. They got beat by.
I don't know easy.
No. I said easy on everybody thought it was going to be a very difficult game.
Oh, yeah.
Now it's probably a, you can say not easy, but you're not looking at it going like, how do we beat Maryland?
No.
No, it's not. There's no way. What do we do? No. Then we got to go to Minnesota.
Probably should beat Maryland, actually.
Yeah, you should beat Minnesota also.
Probably.
Then you got things at Northwestern next or something at home. Yeah. So, I mean,
you should be,
with those three wins, they're not going to be, you know, very noted games, but that will get you in the top 20. You'll be about 20th at that time with those three wins.
Yeah, you got to. I think Maryland will look much like Michigan State.
Yeah. Nebraska opens as a 4.5-point favorite at Maryland.
Okay.
They had a big lead. One
loss will knock that crowd completely out of it, especially being up 20-0 and losing.
They blew it.
And that, so that will be a
20-0.
One last thing I want to play this. We've got Nebraska fans in the chat that are just furious about the offensive line. I got to play this real quick. This is Matt Rhule post-game. Because we saw some change at Pritchett was at left tackle, Gatula at right tackle, still 5 sacks allowed by Nebraska and more pressures. We pointed out throughout the week that Michigan State had hardly any pressures at all this season, any sacks on the season. Matt Rhule postgame on what he saw from the left for the tackles.
I have to watch the film. I'd hate to comment on it because, you know, there are some things like, there's some things today where like it's probably on the quarterback. There's some things today it's probably on the wide in terms of a couple of the sacks. Like they brought a safety. You know, we got the, I forget which sudden change it was. We got the ball and we took a shot at a big play touchdown and the safety blitzed and the tailback didn't go back and block him. So it's just one of everybody in that kind of stretch where we were out of kilter. But, you know, it certainly didn't feel like last week. There were times it did, you know, in the middle there, but once we kind of got in rhythm, I thought we were good. So anxious to watch the film. See how those guys played, but you know we love everybody. But you know it felt like, hey, this is, you know, we need Pritchett's size and strength, and he's been getting better and better and better. You know we have not played him to get him to grow, and he's grown, and so we felt like he's earned the right to play. And Gunner and Teddy were ready at right tackle. We went with Gunner for most, I think, the whole game. So I'll see the tape.
I mean, I know it's confusing to you, Jake, but I'm telling you, Sean told me.
Okay.
I don't have them in front of me, but the Pro Football Focus grades on the O-line weren't bad. Pass blocking grades weren't bad. So, which tells you, it's like Rhule says, kind of a complicated discussion. Mm-hmm. I mean, according to the Pro Football Focus, well, Dillon scored really low, like 49.
He looked confused a lot of the day.
He scored really low, the lowest on the offense. Now, I watched the game again last night. I didn't see him holding it that much. I mean, there's a few times, but there's a lot of times where they're just on him. And if there's nobody open.
Those three plays I got to see, right there, two of those like that it wasn't good. Those were not the one was an off snap, mm-hmm. but he had to scramble over to his right to kind of get a hand on it,
yes.
and then got tackled and sacked on that.
Yeah.
But the first two at that are the first sack of that. I didn't think those were on the quarterback. It seemed like, but maybe they were. Like I said, but I'll. Like I said, I'm watching in a hotel bar from 30 yards away, so I don't have a great.
Now, good point here from Bird in Columbus. We already yelled him out. So Bird says Maryland has 19 sacks this season.
Mm-hmm.
They get after the quarterback.
That's trouble.
So we're going to see.
That's trouble.
What's real? Their defense or is Nebraska's O-line if they can do something?
So whatever it is, sacks are an issue. Have been an issue the last 2 weeks. Michigan had 7. Michigan State had 5.
Yes. What did they?
Michigan State had 5.
I had 5.
Michigan State had 6 coming into the season, yeah. as you said.
So the narrative going into the game was that Michigan State, I mean, they were way low on pressure. So what did it look like?
Looked good to me.
I mean, what they look like? I mean, like just what their pass rush looked like?
They didn't blitz much.
No.
But their pass rush looked good to me.
They got home with their front four.
Yeah, they're getting there. Yeah. They don't look bad. That's the thing I always say about Big Ten teams. I mean, they bring guys to the stadium that look pretty good, and they look pretty good to me. Michigan State's offense is good. I think it's pretty good.
But
they have two
very
good receivers.
Child's had a bad day.
Well, it's a hard win day.
They're both quarterbacks had a bad day. But, yeah, I'm the first guy that was high on Child's for all the things I saw. So I didn't get to see it. But I just saw his numbers. His numbers were horrific.
Yeah, horrific.
Both his picks were terrible. Just over sailed balls and going downwind.
I like him, though.
He got knocked out of the game, and they had a touchdown right away. I mean,
he gets knocked
out after a sack. It's second and goal at the 16, mm-hmm. and they score a touchdown. Not the next. They get 10 yards, and then they score a blink the next play. I mean, the backup looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's a true freshman.
His name is Brandon.
Well, they win. Sorry,
Alessio Milivojevic.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Something foreign.
Because their first, you go back.
What? What? He was 6-7 for 71 yards. Childs had 23 attempts for 85. Right?
So, so he's from France.
Alessio Milivojevic, whatever his name
Slovakia.
Yeah, something like that.
You think he... He played high school ball in Slovakia?
Maybe he did. You never know.
He did look pretty good.
He just looked solid.
They hit Childs hard. They hit him.
They got after him.
They hit him.
Four sacks.
Four sacks, and they hit him.
Guarneri had 1.5
I'll tell you what,
sacks.
Childs can run it. He can run it now. He's a good runner.
1.5 sacks for Guarneri, one for Lenhart, 1 for Judy, and 0.5 sack for Javon Wright.
Defense played really well.
They did. Before we get to break, the three words you don't want to hear in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Oh, ooh. God almighty.
Shiver down the spine at all times. If you want to avoid getting hacked, there's a place that's in 93 of 93 counties with a 99.
So hold it. Every county?
Every single county utilizes the services of Applied Connective Technologies. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. And free consultation is available to you at appliedconnective.com.
Why would you want to sit down with them for a free consultation? Will buy you lunch.
Mm.
Will buy you lunch.
Where?
Get a chance to talk
anywhere.
To anywhere. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you want to go. Misty's if you want.
Okay.
Maybe we should sit and talk to him.
Probably should.
Yeah. I talked to a friend of mine that got a friend of mine that I don't know about hacked, but I talked to a good friend of mine the other day, and it was there were some bad stuff happened.
Cybersecurity.
Yeah, there were some things. Yeah.
When we come back, head scratchers next. Early break on the ticket.